Log Talk Radio.
Good morning. I know you're on the groove. I'm on the groove. We're just grooving away. That's right. Ain't no stopping you now. So since you're going anyway, you might as well keep going. And we're going to talk this morning. Good morning. And welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. I'm Coach Lalisa. I'm here to empower you, to motivate you, so that you can be the things that you want to be, have what you want to have, and do what you want to do. If you want more time to relax and vacation with your friends and family, well, you should have that, and I encourage you to do that. If you want more time to run your own business, you know, it takes a lot of time to be the entrepreneur. That's one thing that is a huge difference when you work for someone else and working for yourself. Your time is invested in your business, and you spend a lot of it building your business, growing your business, developing your business, and sustaining your business. So you have very, very, very little time for foolishness and other things. So good morning and welcome. If it's your first time tuning into the show, we welcome you to the show. We do invite you to take notes along this show each and every weekday morning that we're on, Monday through Friday. And you can get those sheets on our website, activitysheets.coachlalisashow.com. You can get those activity sheets right there, and you can follow along with us. So if you got your sheets, you're ready to go. If you're ready to go, we're going to go. Hey, good morning. Good morning to a new voice. I see you in the chat room. Good morning. Our task this morning, or should I say our show this morning that we're talking about this morning, we're talking about multitasking strategies for the busy entrepreneur. Now, you know, we've said this before, so just in case you don't run your own business, but there's still an entrepreneur in you, because this entrepreneurship is broader than just a person who goes out and opens a business or starts a business. So we'll have to do that on another show, and we've done it in the past. So we do appreciate you, and thank you for tuning in. And again, you can get those activity sheets right there. They're easy download. You don't have to give us your name or email or anything. You just go to that website and click. We wanted to make it real super easy for people to get them. And this saves me time. You talk about multitasking. Having that website is allowing me to effectively multitask in getting the sheets out to people. This way I don't have to sit there and put in 50 million 11 emails. I just upload the sheet one time to that site and it's done. And if I want to, I can spend, say, a couple of hours and I can upload sheets for the whole month if I want to. So there are tools out there like that, which also to help us multitask more effectively. But before we get into this topic of multitasking and strategies for the busy entrepreneur, you know, I absolutely love strategies, you know, because strategies, it helps us to plan, you know, for the future, plan for what's going to happen. So let's kind of look at, you know, just some basic definitions. You know, what exactly is multitasking? Right? And when you think about multitasking, you think about things that people do. If I were to ask you a question, you know, what is multitasking? You know, a lot of people would probably say, or maybe you would say, multitasking is doing many things at once. And so those are some of the basic definitions. Doing many processes at one time. These processes are happening concurrently. Some companies had forced their employees to multitask. They back in the late 80s, early 90s, a lot of companies were laying people off and downsizing and right-sizing. And what happened was the employees that were left had to take on more tasks. But guess what happened? The day didn't get any longer. There's still only 24 hours in a day, and the average work day, maybe 8 to 10 hours a day. So there was still the same amount of time in the day, but yet there were less people, but still there were the same amount of processes and tasks were still going on. And even though we got computers and all the technology that ultimately was supposed to make our workload lighter, well, it made the labor force lighter, but the work, but the actual work, it still had to be done by fewer people, and then fewer people had to kind of figure it out. So multitasking originally used somewhat with computers, because, you know, with your computer has to process several things. Like, for instance, I'm on Facebook. At the same time, I have the Blog Talk Studio open. At the same time, I have the Activity Sheets page open. And so the computer has to multitask. And just like, you know, for instance, you may be multitasking right now. You could be listening to this radio show, which is like a radio blog, really. You could be listening to this show. You could be driving the car. Those are two major processes that take your attention. You could be doing this and, right, you know, doing some work, You could be at work. You could be at home. I know one lady used to call in. She would be listening to the show at the same time getting her small child ready for school. So there's all different kind of ways, you know. Then you have different people who multitask. Students, they multitask and they take a lot of courses at the same time. They're studying while they're listening to tapes, while they're doing research on the computer. And sometimes people aren't so successful in their multitasking. And sometimes when people multitask ineffectively, things go wrong. Work is not done as perfected. It's not as excellent. There's challenges. So people get frustrated. And it can also produce a lot of stress for people. Because when people feel as though they've put in a lot of work, a lot of energy, and things aren't coming out the way they want, then people begin to feel, you know, down. They begin to feel sad, maybe even unhappy. Some people go into depression. Some people go into very deep depression because they can't keep up and they feel as though probably something's wrong with them. You know, why can't I keep up with all this? And I know I felt like that. I felt the very same way. I was, you know, losing it there for a minute, and I thought something was wrong with me. You know, why am I trying to do all these different tasks? What's wrong with me? Well, it's not so much that. And then I had to, you know, do some soul searching and what have you to find out that, you know, it's not so much that there's something wrong with me. I just needed some instruction. I needed some strategies on how to do it properly. You know, I got tired of dropping balls that I was trying to juggle in the air, you know, different projects, trying to make them all happen. I took a couple of classes on how to handle multiple projects, which was a very good class. It taught me a lot. I took that class 12 years ago. I still use a lot of the training. I needed it so badly that I absorbed it. And I still, in the back of my head, in my subconscious, I still have a lot of the teaching and the instructions that I learned in that particular training that was done by SkillPath. So for those of you who know SkillPath, you know they do all this professional and leadership type training. And they go all around the country, if not the world, conducting these seminars. And I attended this seminar on managing multiple projects. And that has really helped me. And I'll do a webinar on it, so make sure you get plugged into either our newsletter or, you know, you get on our email list. You can go to CoachLalisa.com and you can sign up for the email list that way. Or you could go to release-your-power.com and you can get, but there's other ways that you can find out. But I want to definitely do a whole webinar on how to handle multiple projects, because I use that information and that information has been updated. So we didn't have Twitter back then. You know, we didn't have Facebook back then. Facebook was just coming out, you know, 12 years ago or so. So multitaskers are individuals who typically think that they are more effective, you know, than sometimes it's actually the case. So we want to make sure that you are multitasking and that you're getting the most out of yourself, out of your performance, out of your productivity, especially if you have a job. If you work for someone and your supervisor and your manager is expecting you to be able to multitask properly, all right? So I'm going to give you some of the tricks that really, you know, helped me in the multitasking. So as you can see on the, let's just get to the activity sheet. The first thing on the activity sheet, my download disappeared on me, but it'll come back. There it is. Okay, so let's just go to the first thing on there. It says three strategies to free you up. Three strategies to free you up so that you will be able to do it better. So one, you're going to have to make a list. I know everybody hates lists. I don't know how you're getting along without them, okay? because, you know, we can only remember so many chunks of information at a time, right? And you will be less stressful if you write these things. I'm telling you, I've tried to remember so many things without writing it down, and that just produced stress for me. And if you're like me and you're like most people, it's producing stress for you, and you may not even realize it. You know, stress is that little thing that can be going on with you for years, and you don't even know it's happening. It's like silent. So you could be stressed, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, your hair is falling out. Or the next thing you know, you're losing weight. Or worse, there are worse medical issues that is a result of stress. So we're talking about ways to free you up so you don't have that kind of stress. So making a chart can also serve, you know, as a couple of things. It can show you what you're working on, but it gives you a nice picture. So make a little chart, and you know, nowadays it's so easy to make a chart. I mean, years ago when people were making charts, it was tough. It was difficult. But now we have, you know, Outlook calendar. We have the Release Your Power. I have a program plan that you can utilize. That you can put all your projects on there. I call it the Power Planner. And you can, you know, email me or inbox me about that later. But you can utilize tools like that to keep track of all the projects that you're working on. I mean, I, for one, you know, won't tell people, you know, you don't need to be working on all those things, because I don't know what God has you doing. You know, to some he gave one talent, to another he gave two, and another he gave five. Who am I to say what's too much for you? You know, and then God expected, in the parable, those individuals were expected to go out and double what they had. So, and then they came back. The ones who doubled got more. So I'm not the one to believe that, oh, people should just work on one thing. If you're the one thing person, that's great. But there are some of us who, we're the 20-thing person, right? So, but yeah, so what? Three strategies. Number one, make a chart. And number two, assess what skills you have. Assess what skills you have. What are your strengths? What are your areas where you need improvement? You should do that on a regular basis, because there could be things that could be on your chart that you just don't have the skill sets for. And then you need to talk to someone about that. You need to go to your supervisor. You need to let them know, either if this can come off my plate because this is not my strength, or you could say, can you send me to training so I can build up that strength? I can build up that skill. I can build up that ability. I'm not, you know, let your supervisor know, I'm not against being trained on how to do these things, you know. But you definitely have to be able to assess what is on your plate, assess the things that you are required on your job to multitask and to do, and to do it effectively. Okay? So those are number one and number two things, to strategies to free you up. Make a chart of all the things that you have to keep track of. And I had to do this. I have three charts. You could have more than one. I have my chart for Hudson County Community College, where I work full-time. I have my chart for my business, Performance Strategies Unlimited, all right, which includes coaching, public speaking, outside speaking engagements, teaching, courses that are offered that I teach at Essex County College through the Wise Women's Center. So for those of you who want to take some of those courses, you can also find out about things like that in the newsletter. So definitely sign up for my newsletter. I'll tell you about these courses because they're really, really inexpensive, but they're great courses. And so, yeah, you got to definitely make a chart of all the things that you have going on. And this is how to really free yourself up. And then the third thing, to free yourself up and handle all this multitasking that you have to do, is you have to really develop your ability to focus on what you're doing. I know before I knew this and realized what I needed to do, I would just lose track of time, basically. I would waste time. I spent a lot of time wasting talking with coworkers. Okay, and I know that's fun to do. Sometimes we go to work, we have our coworkers, you know, we want to talk to them. Or even if you're an entrepreneur and you're at home, you're supposed to be working and you're on the phone with this friend and that friend, or even the time that we spend on the internet. But my time on the internet, my time on Facebook is strategic. When I'm on Facebook, I'm on there either to do marketing research, or I'm there to do some type of soft, you know, advertising, right, for my businesses, right? I mean, I do spend some time there, you know, just checking on my nieces, my nephews, you know, my friends, my colleagues, just seeing how people are doing. But a lot of time is spent in customer relationship, building that relationship with the customer, which is so important. My clients, my customers, people that tune into the radio show. Right, I got to contact you. I got to see what you're doing, see what's going on. Right, but we have to be strategic. So number three is that we have to really make sure that we're spending the quality time on the things that are on that chart, right? So that actually, believe it or not, it gives us more time. It seems like it wouldn't, but it does. And to focus on what needs to get done and get it done. Like when I go into my office at work, I'm in that office. I already know what I have to do. I know what's on my plate for that day, because the day before I made a list of what is to be done. So when I go in, I'm not wasting time. I get it all done, and then I'm free. When I go home at night, I'm not stressed out. I'm not worried about what I got to do at work, what has to happen. No. And if I get to the end of the day and I see, you know, I revisit the list throughout the day, if I see somehow that I missed something, then it goes on the list for tomorrow. But I'm not going to worry about it. So I'm free. And that frees me up. Then by the time the weekend comes, I have a quality weekend. I'm not worried. I'm not stressed. But when I go back in on Monday, I'm excited about getting to work. You know, I have exciting projects, all right? So make a chart. And making that chart also allows you to see what you have on your plate. Maybe you have things there that should not be there. Maybe there are some of those projects that, you know, you shouldn't have taken on. But it allows you to see so you can assess that. You can say, oh, well, I don't need that project. If someone comes to offer you another project, you can say no, right? So assess, make a chart, assess your skills and abilities to see if you can handle what you're supposed to be handling. And then at the end of it, make sure that you're able to focus properly, that you're able to pay attention to what you're doing. And that may take, you know, some meditation. You may have to pray and meditate. Another thing that you can do in order to focus is, you know, start small. Start small. Work your way into it. Right? You don't have to do everything at the same time. I mean, sometimes I'm listening to when I'm at work, I'm listening to a webinar, but at the same time, I'm strategizing on some event that I have to put together. Or I'm strategizing on something I'm typing. Maybe I'm typing a list or a spreadsheet, or I'm putting data into a spreadsheet, or I'm developing a workbook. So I'm doing that at the same time. I may be listening to a webinar. Now try not to multitask in the sense that when someone comes into my office to talk to me, say I have a meeting or one of my colleagues comes in to talk to me about a problem or a project, I'm not going to sit there and be typing. No, that's not That's not multitasking. That's actually being rude. Because, no, that's not multitasking. When someone comes into your office to talk to you, you have to stop what you're doing. Now, if it's a cleaning lady or man, and they're just coming in while they're cleaning, and they want to chat with you, and you can go on and keep working, okay, because they're also working as well. But if someone comes into your office, I don't care if it's your direct report, it could be a colleague, it could be your supervisor, it doesn't matter. This is just, that's just proper workplace professionalism, really. You stop what you're doing and you give that person your full attention. You know, that's the beautiful thing about being human. All right, so we're going to get to these three R's, and then I have time for your questions. So three R's here. Remember these three R's as it relates to freeing yourself up, multitasking. We all do it. We have to set limits. We know you have goals set. We talked about goals on a previous show. So let me give you the three R's. Number one, you have to remember to refocus. From time to time, you have to refocus. That's why you have to look at that list. Make sure what's on that list should be on that list. Sometimes we can multitask so much that we lose our attention, and therefore we won't probably do the job as well. So, you know, you may have to take breaks in between, a coffee break, a juice break, a water break, or just a meditation break. You know, take little 5-minute breaks throughout your day. Right, to get that and refocus yourself. If you were on a phone call, if somebody said something that disrupted you or whatever, get the refocus. And then you have to remember that sometimes you have to retreat. Sometimes you have to get away. Sometimes you have to just take that day off, whether it's a sick day, personal day, vacation day, or whatever. You have to just retreat sometimes. Just kind of take to yourself. Right? You know, you talked about, you've heard a story about sharpening the saw. Dr. Stephen Covey wrote about it in his book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Dr. Stephen Covey. And one of the habits in that book was resharpening the saw, that retreating. And then you have to remember the last R, to recharge. Recharge yourself. So again, what is recharging for you? Is it meditation? Is it going away by yourself for a couple of days? Is it getting around your friends and just having some me time or silly time or us time or whatever? What does recharging look like for you? Is it going to work out? Is it thinking about your future? Is it thinking about your children or your grandchildren or your spouse or significant other? What is recharging? Is it going away to a spiritual retreat? That's what I suggest. That's how I recharge. That's what I do. I go away to spiritual retreats. Sometimes I'm the one hosting the spiritual retreat. I'll make sure it happens one way or another. That's what I wanted to share with you today. Don't forget, you can tune in to Empowerment Talk like this each and every morning, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, right here on Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/CoachLalisaShow, where you can call in 347-945-7991 if you have a question about the topic today or if you have a comment that you want to make. All right, Dr. Mineta, God bless you, awesome woman of God. Yes, I know you have a lot to say about retreating, recharging, the whole refocusing. Let's accept that we do have to multitask. Let's not try to pretend like we can't. But again, not everybody can do it, or not everybody really has to do it. And remember, it's just doing several projects, doing several things, having several processes going at one time. You know, as you're a parent, you had to multitask. You had to, you know, hold the baby maybe while you were preparing dinner. I do it sometimes. You know, we multitask. We have to do that. So, yes, if you want to share with our listening audience, please dial in 347-945-7991. And I appreciate everyone that's tuning into the show. Please let us know on Facebook. We have Facebook pages out there. We have group page. We have the events page. You're welcome to leave comments about the show, questions, or just your testimonial. If you're getting something out of the show, that's encouraging to us and encourage other people. Please, you know, let people know that they can listen to motivation and empowerment in the morning. When people come to you, you know, down and out, and they don't know what to do, tell them to tune in. For those of you who missed the marketing webinar yesterday, It is recorded. You can go and listen to the recording. So there is that. And there's also other webinars that are coming up. Please follow up with that. Follow up with us. That's all I have. The show is over. So since there's no comments, thank you. We look forward to you coming back to the show tomorrow. Tomorrow we will talk about, well, I don't know yet. So I didn't put it out there yet what tomorrow's show is going to be about. I know I'm going to do something on the whole how to handle multiple projects. I'll do something like that coming up. I'll probably hold off on that until probably next week. But Thursday, tomorrow, I'm not sure what I want to talk about, but I may talk about strength. I may talk about building those strengths, how to build the things that we are strong at, that we're good at, and so that all the things on our plate are our strengths. If people could get to that, so that we could really do really, really well what we do, I'm telling you, it's awesome, so that we're really loving where we are, our space and our time, so that multitasking becomes child play. Because all the tasks that we have to do are fun and exciting. I'm going to tell you how to get on your plate all the things you like. Just like when you go to a smorgasbord, there's a lot of things on that counter, but you don't pick everything, right? You just put the things on your plate that you enjoy. Therefore, you sit down to eat, and you get a chance to eat everything there, as opposed to them bringing you out a plate with some stuff on it, and you don't know what's there. You're like, whoa, what's that? All right? So maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow, about how to get everything on your plate that you really enjoy and how to get those things off your plate that you don't want there, and how to do it effectively so that you don't lose income, so that you don't lose time, you don't lose money. So that's all we have for now. Take care. God bless. This is Coach Lisa, and it's been my extreme honor and pleasure to talk with you today. Don't forget, leave me a comment on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn, Instagram for that matter. God bless.